Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Sukkah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Tess. Kol Shiva Siyamol, 7 days, 7 days of Chag HaSukkos. Adam Isa Sukkosai Keva. A person's supposed to make his Sukkah his real home, his permanent home, his main dira. If he has nice kalim, nice spreads, tablecloths, bring it into the Sukkah. Eat and drink, sleep, relax, walk back and forth, go for a stroll in the Sukkah. If you're schmoozing with your friend, you're sitting down with your friend, you're schmoozing over important things, like how you can help other friends or something, schmoozing and learning, do it in the Sukkah. The Sukkah should be your house. Anything you wouldn't do outside of your house, don't do outside of the Sukkah. So again, Kol Shiva Siyamim, all the 7 days, Adam Isa Sukkah Sekeva, a person should make his Sukkah his permanent place of residence. Ubeisai, Arai, his house, that's just temporary. Things that normally you wouldn't bring into your home, keep them in a separate room. Like the kelim that hold a flower, the kelim you knead in, the kelim used to draw water, kind of things you keep in the garage, ichvais the attic, in the shed. On Sukkahs, you don't bring them into the Sukkah. Leave them in your house. Sagt the Mishnah, Yarduk Shem, if it starts raining and it rains into the Sukkah, so we've already learned that a mitzdayer is potter ma'asukkah. So obviously he's allowed to go into his house because of the rain. But the Tana asks, mi'emisai mutar lefanais. From what point, how much rain do we have that he can leave the sukkah? And for the Tana, meshatisrach ha'mikvah. When the dish in front of him gets ruined. Mikvah means like a meichel kofui. Coffee is like gel, kofu sahaymas, like porridge or something like that. It's not too soft, it's not too thick. This type of a meichel spoils very quickly in the water. You can't use it, even if it's a little bit of rain. So if there's enough rain, even if it doesn't have porridge in front of him, but if there's enough rain that had he had it in front of him, he wouldn't be able to use it anymore, you're allowed to leave your sukkah. Now the Mishnah explains, it's not a very good sign if it rains on sukkahs. Mashlu mashal, Chazal give the following mashal. Person who has to leave because of the rain. The mahadavar, doima, what can this be compared to? Le'eved, to an eved shebo limzei kais l'rabbi. The eved came to pour a cup for his master. V'shafach lo kitan al panav. And the master was very upset with the eved. Pours the jug at his face. As if to say, don't do me any favors. I don't need you to serve me. So here too, the rain is like showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm not makabel your ma'isim, your mitzvahs. So when you leave the sukkah, don't walk out angrily or some type of a grunt. Rather leave mitay chachna, v'shiflas ruach, as if to say, oi, I'm so sorry. Now really the word limzag means to pour water into the wine, to dilute it a little bit, because their wines were very strong. The Vilna Gaon explains, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, sometimes there could be harsh punishments that are decreed, chas v'shalom. But then comes the Yom Tov of Sukkot, so many mitzvahs, the Sukkah, the Dalet Minim. All of these mitzvahs generate rachmim. It kind of dilutes the harsh decree. If we can't fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah because it's raining, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us the decree can't be diluted. That's why the Mishnah uses the term limzak to indicate that a slave is coming to dilute the cup of wine held by his master. Klal Yisrael is looking to dilute the harshness of the judgment. But if the master takes the jug of water held by the slave and pours it into the slave's face, obviously he can't dilute the wine. By the Rabbeinu Shem not allowing the Yidden to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah, it's a way of saying, no, you don't have the opportunity to take the din and turn it into rachmin. Unless, of course, we do tshuva. More tshuva. And we walk out with the hachna and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, oy vey, we're going to try to be better. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned the entire 7 days. The person should make his sukkah his main house. His house is the temporary house. Obviously, you can walk out if it rains. What's the shear? If he has something like porridge, not hard and not soupy, but something that's like in between, even if he doesn't have it. But if he would have something like that, if that would get ruined through the water, he's allowed to walk out. And Chazal gave us a mashal ma'adav adayma, and it rains on Sukkot, to an eved that comes to pour a cup for his master, and his master pours the jug at his face.